I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Monday, August 10th. The man-made pond at Landon Deerfield Park in Deerfield Township struggled with algae overgrowth for decades. Now, that area has been transformed into a natural stream and wetland. WYSO's Adriana Martinez-Smiley has more.
The wetland located at the headwaters of Simpson Creek officially opened last month. It's full of native plants and grasses and has water channels throughout. It's a far cry from the 3-acre pond that had been at the park for the past 4 decades. Matt Latham is executive director of the Warren County Park District. He says excess nutrients from fertilized lawns allowed undesirable aquatic species to thrive in the water. They wanted this project to change that.
The goals for that were to improve the water quality because science tells us that wetlands are useful in removing pollutants from water. And this is a very important watershed because it drains directly to the Little Miami River.
Besides reducing pollution into the Little Miami, the nearly $1 million restoration is also expected to reduce downstream flooding risk. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
Beaver Creek has raised $17,500 to support the preservation of the city's beloved Shoup Park slide. Over 180 donors have contributed so far. The fundraiser will continue in an effort to reach the city's goal of $100,000. These funds will go toward the installation of a new custom metal slide, drainage improvements, safety surfacing, and shade structures. This comes after the park's nearly 40-year-old metal slide failed to meet modern playground safety standards, pushing the city to close the local landmark and prepare the space for new equipment. The city says it will continue to provide updates on the fundraiser's progress as future milestones are reached and information becomes available. The battle over a data center in a small town south of Columbus will go on. A unanimous Ohio Supreme Court ordered the village of Asheville to submit to elections officials petitions for a ballot issue this fall on a data center and a natural gas plant to power it. But that doesn't mean the vote will definitely happen. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
In May, residents opposed to the deal Asheville struck with EdgeConnects to build 2 data centers and a natural gas plant on village-owned property turned in enough valid signatures to put the issue before voters this fall. Asheville refused to submit it to the Pickaway County Board of Elections, saying this was emergency legislation not subject to a referendum. Justices agreed the village did not have sufficient reasons for the deal to be declared an emergency. Former Attorney General Mark Dan represents the opposition group Data Center Resistance, which filed in support of the residents.
I think this will be the first vote on data centers in Ohio.
But if elections officials decide the agreement was an administrative action, there won't be a vote. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine issued reprieves late Friday for 3 people on death row. The men are Keith Lamar, who was scheduled to be executed on January 13, 2027, Scott Group, who was scheduled to be executed on February 17, 2027, and Devel Shin, who was scheduled to be executed on March 18, 2027. The new date of execution for all 3 men has been moved to 2030. Governor DeWine says he is issuing these reprieves due to ongoing problems involving the willingness of pharmaceutical suppliers to provide drugs to the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction without endangering other Ohioans. The Dayton Sister City Committee is enjoying global recognition. It received the 2026 Sister Cities International Best Overall Program Award for cities with populations of 100,000 to 300,000. Recent programs and initiatives include Youth Exchanges, the Young Authors Artist Showcase, the OISO Pottery Exchange, and Citizen-Led Peace-Building Dialogues. The award honors entities promoting person-to-person diplomacy, cross-cultural friendship, and volunteer-led peace efforts. Sister Cities International was founded by President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1956. It's made up of more than 400 cities across the United States and communities in 140 countries. It encourages citizen diplomat volunteers working in their community to promote harmony through the arts and culture, youth and education, and in economic development. The Dayton Sister City Committee was formed in 1964. We can expect some showers and thunderstorms through 5 a.m. Tuesday with cloudy conditions and a low of 71 this evening. But as we look forward, Tuesday itself is forecast to have an additional chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high of 88. New rainfall amounts are between 1/2 and 3/4 inch, but more rain can be expected as we head throughout the rest of this week, but we'll keep you updated on conditions as that time comes. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Monday, August 10th. I'm Shay Frank.